Good evening, family, on this Wednesday night, and welcome to Willis Truth Call on this 07-19-2017 Wednesday night. Family, I hope you had a beautiful and a safe day this past day. At this time, family, I'd like to start the call off with a prayer. Dear Creator Crexlin, I'm calling on you at this time to watch and protect the family and myself tonight and our brother, Richard, the one who knows. May you protect us against Makar's evil and against all evil, both seen and unseen, and all future evils. And may ask for the same divine protection for every man and woman of your Nasara White Knight teams worldwide. Continue to protect these good men and women so they may bring forth your Nasara, so that we may have our freedom, our sovereignty, and our prosperity given back to us. I'm also asking you to chasten us and bestow wisdom, restore common sense in all of us as in receivership of great wealth, your blessed wealth. Make us all understand that this blessed wealth must be used for good and not evil. All of this I ask in the mighty name of my am, in the mighty name of my creator, Crexlin. I ask it all. So be it. Let it be done. At this time, family, I'd like to make an announcement about the call disclaimer. I'm neither a lawyer, doctor, financial advisor, consultant, or a banker. Any answer that I give to anyone that calls in and asks me a question is strictly of my own opinion. It should not be misunderstood or mistaken as me giving advice. I'm not an advisor of any kind. As always, family, I must and always like giving thanks to our brother Gene, who is the webmaster and administrator for www.willystruthcall.com website. Thanks so much, my brother Gene, for everything you do for all of us. And most of all, I want to thank so much for being my true friend and my brother and standing by me all this time. Okay, family, as you know, this is Wednesday night. And my brother, we just hadn't done the Washita or Indian ritual where we cut our thumbs and then put our thumbs together and time together yet. But, I mean, I'm working on that one. Okay. All right. Our brother Richard, the one who knows, is on the call tonight. Hey, Rich, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
All right.
Alrighty then.
All right. Thanks so much once again for coming on the call tonight, my brother. Okay.
It's my pleasure.
Okay. All right. Okay, family. The queue is now open at this time. If you have any questions for my brother Richard, the one who knows, or any questions for me, Willie, please press star 6 this time by putting yourself into the queue at this time. Also, if you have any information you would like to share with us tonight, whether it's locally in the city, in the state that you live in, or from another call, other individuals, or elsewhere, please press star 6. Okay, also, if you have any intel, local, state, or national intel that you'd like to bring to the call tonight and to the family, please press star 6 at this time to put yourself into the queue. Okay, all right, first caller is, hold on here. First call is 360.
Hello there, family. You're Richard and Willie. This is Obi-Wan here.
Okay, I'm trying to see if Richard... Okay, Richard, are you there? I don't know why it does that, but like I said, they got some people that's supposed to be smarter than all of us here. But the way this control panel and software program is set up here. Hold on right quick, my friend.
Standing by.
Okay, there we go. Okay. There we go, Richard. Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, all right, buddy.
That's all right.
And that has to happen, I think it has to happen one time in order for the way that, well, like I said, the software programmer. They're supposed to be smarter than us. But see, actually, when I click a person on, as long as I don't click you out, you're supposed to stay in the queue, okay? Okay, that's where it's supposed to work. But anyway, they changed systems, okay? And it's not
that's
working
okay.
that way any longer. Okay, but anyway, okay. Okay, my brother, 35360, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, go right ahead. There's Richard.
Okay, hello there, Richard.
Hello.
This is Obi-Wan, airplane pilot. I've been following what you've been saying about the need for us to exercise our own divine discernment regarding what's going on and the need to just simply wait for the numbers. But I was wondering if you wanted to share with us a little some of the highlights of how we can implement good discernment of distinguishing between truth and bullshit.
Well, let me just start out by saying that we're in an interesting period of time here. There were five other planets before us that got blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was is the Cabal ended up being defeated. But in their exit strategy, they blew up the planet. Because if they couldn't have the planet, then neither could we. So while they were defeated, in the end, we were defeated. Now, this is the first time, and I understand in the history of creation, when we took them down and we kept them from blowing up our planet. But their strategy is, if they can't have it, they don't want us to have it. And so, clearly, the new powers that be and the elders know who they are. Clearly, they're not going to exchange. Clearly, they're going to all be picked up and go to Camp FEMA after this ends. And so, their entire strategy is just to ruin it for you guys. And right now, they are putting out the biggest effort ever to ruin this. And the thing is yes, you're going to get money back. Yes, your taxes are going to be returned. Yes, all of these different kinds of accounts are going to be paid back to you. But it's not going to happen, and you're not going to have access to this till after we switch over into the new financial system. And once we get there, there's going to be money coming at you from all kinds of directions. Mortgages will be canceled. Loans will be canceled. Taxes will be returned. All these accounts will be paid out to you. St. Germain's Trust is going to pay. And, of course, for us, being currency holders, we're going to be able to exchange and get currency. And not only that, but for people who have historic bonds, they get paid. The prosperity packages get paid. Everything happens afterwards. So anything that's going on now is not because the Cabal are going to use it for themselves, because they can't. All they want to do is ruin it for you. This is the same thing as them blowing up the planet. If they can't have it, they didn't want anybody to have it. If they can't exchange and ride off into the sunset like we're going to do and have sports cars and houses and be jetting around the planet helping other people, they don't want you to either. So the best bet right now is for discernment. Is to recognize anything that says you're going to get money right now, any kind of scheme to get paid for your currencies early, to get in a group, to somehow access accounts and stuff, all of that are schemes, and they're schemes to ruin it for you. So I did write a discernment piece, and the discernment piece says this. If they're talking about the fact that they wanted to kill us all off, that was true. They wanted to poison our food. That was true. They wanted to do a lot of things. But if you're talking about it in the past, that's all true. But if they're saying any of that's going on in the present, that's not true. Everything in the present is on lockdown by the good guys. We got the military. We got the governments. We got the treasury, the Republic treasury, not the old USA Inc. treasury nonsense. The real treasury. We're going to be issuing our own money. Money is already gold-backed, even though they haven't announced it yet. So everything is completed. It's all in good hands. Right now, it just hasn't been officially, publicly switched over yet. That's all we're waiting for. So anything that's talking about any kind of dangers in the present, it's not true. Any kind of dangers in the future, not true. It's all good. So if you want to use discernment, the discernment is there were things in the past that weren't true. That is true. Things in the present are good. Things in the future are really good. Money, not yet. After the GCR ends, yes. There'll be money coming at you from all kinds of directions. And by the way, some people have asked me this. that have currency. They're wondering if they're also going to get the Saint Germain payout, and the answer is yes. Everybody gets that. Just because you happen to have currency doesn't make you ineligible for that. That's a payment to everybody on the planet. So everybody's going to get everything they got coming to them. You're not going to be left out. It's not going to be some tricky maneuver where you go into an account. They will contact you. You will get a notice in the mail. You will be notified of the money you have coming for you, to you, and you will get it. They will make sure you get it. That's the benevolent system. So anyway, that's what I want to say about that. It's going to be good. They will make contact to you. There won't be anything you have to do. They will give you step-by-step instructions, and everybody will get instructions. That's one of your clues. If this were a real program, they would have sent out notice to everybody, but I guarantee you they're not going to do that yet, not till we're on the new system. So anyway, that's what I got on that matter. Does that answer your question?
And it does.
And with your permission, I'd like to back you up as usual, my brother
Sure,
Richard, okay?
Of course. By
okay,
all means.
I want to add a little more onto that. First off, my brother, this is not being reported on CNN, 60 Minutes, you know, all your news media, okay? But for quite a while now, behind the scenes, The Hague has been very busy, okay? A lot of these scoundrels and low-life dogs have been arrested. They've been tried at The Hague. There's going to be a final roundup that's going to take place just a little bit before the announcement, where they're going to completely remove all of this evil in the Illuminati and the New World Order. Okay? Now, Russia and China has played a significant role in helping the world to get their freedom and their sovereignty back. Okay? Not very many people know that, but they are working for the light behind the scenes, okay? Now, to back Richard up a little more on what he said about how they want to destroy the planet, and especially America. See, America is the focal point and the center of attention for the whole world, okay? We are setting the standard for freedom and sovereignty and prosperity for the whole world, okay? Now, if you notice what happened the other day with this, I don't know where this guy was from, but anyway, he was an Islamic policeman, a Muslim policeman or whatever, where he shot this this innocent woman from Australia and killed this innocent woman from Australia. This guy was nothing more than a brainwashed minion, probably in one of those MK Ultra programs, okay? He was put there specifically to do what he did to try to start a race war, okay? But that's not going to be allowed to happen, okay? And things like Richard said right now are all good for us, okay? Not only here in America, but the whole world.
Yeah, there's nothing you have to worry about. Everything is good right now, although there's a lot of fake stuff, too, going on, a lot of fake inter-country turmoil between countries and stuff, and that's all a setup. So when the new governments come in, they can all be the heroes and stop everything and come into the rescue and announce no more taxes and all those other good things. So while there might be something, you know, there might be a shooting or something that might happen to be real, for the most part, all that turmoil you see on TV is all fake. It's all preparing us for the hero, the republic, and all these other governments throughout the world to all step in and be heroes and stop all of that. And it's going to look like a miracle, and it's going to be the new system coming in. And frankly, it is a miracle.
Right, I'm totally on board with all that viewpoint that were expressed by both of you. One quick follow-up question. Before it was time to depart from Dinar Chronicles, they were frequently putting out a notification of the new paradigm stewardship group so that people could have a secure way to be in touch with other chosen ones. And it is... I was wondering what your input on that.
My Okay, so I'm glad you asked that question because, frankly, I hate to say it, but I'm not really fond of currency holder get-together groups and programs. It's such a dangerous thing because they can be infiltrated so well. I'm not saying that for people to have a little get-together with people that they know, people they've contacted, people they've been working with or know, but anything that's got an open invitation that anybody can come to is suspect to me. This Vegas thing, all these things where they say currency holders were meeting here or meeting there or come to this or come to that, when they're not being specific, by specific invitation only to certain people that they know, I don't trust it. I mean, I'm not saying that their intentions are wrong. It's just that it's here you are with a whole bunch of people that are targets and you don't know who was there. If you have a little get-together with the group that you know and everybody that gets together, no matter how many that is, are personally and specifically invited, that's a different story. But something, anything that's open that says, come to this place or join this group or whatever, you don't have any kind of protections. You don't know who's going to join that group. So I hate to say it, but anything that's open, I worry about. Anything that's specific, if you get invited by somebody who specifically you know and knows you, that may be different. But anything that's got an open invitation, you just don't know who's going to show up. And I guarantee you that people with bad agendas are going to show up in a group like that.
And I want to back you up on that also, Richard, okay? Okay, now, first off, you have a mixed bag. You have two groups of people out there. You got some people out there, they're just ignorant to the fact And some people are just out there think that they're doing something good by trying to bring everybody together. Okay? All right? Then you also have the dark side, okay, which is Illuminati and the New World Order, okay, that are also doing it, and they're data mining. In other words, they're getting everybody's names and information and everything, trying to get everybody together, you know, in one place, okay, and then automatically determine what? Okay, that they're currency holders. Okay. All right.
Yep.
So, you know, you got a mixed bag of things that's out there right now. But you know, this evil that we're fighting against right now, you must remember, this has always been their game for thousands of years. Okay, that's deceit and deception. Okay.
So anything that's open, then you have no control of who shows up. And I can guarantee you that if there's something open invitation, that the wrong people are going to show up. And they're going to have a list of all these people, and they're going to meet all these people, and they're going to talk about projects, and they're all going to sound great, and they're going to say all the right things, and next thing you know, there's going to be a problem. So I would stick with people you know, people you've developed a relationship with. Even then, be discerning. Even then, be discerning, because you don't know who you've made friends with. But stick with people that you have had contact with, you know pretty well, and even then, be discerning when you get together or you meet, especially after this. Especially after this. Be discerning. Absolutely.
Okay. Security is a no-brainer. Okay? You have to be secure before and after the announcements are made. Okay, and after the exchange and everything is done, okay? Go ahead.
I was just going to add one thing in. By comparison, I would just love nothing better than to say, hey, let's all get together, because I would love to meet everybody. I really would.
Oh, yeah.
But even in my case, I got a list, but my list is not for currency holders. Do not send me an email because you're a currency holder and you want to get currency information. Send me an email because you want to get enlightenment. Enlightenment people are people without currencies, you know, other people. You know, I will be having get-togethers, but it's not going to be currency related. It's going to be enlightenment, manifesting, you know, learning to take control of your reality. It's going to be related to that. And that's not going to tell anybody specifically that these are money people, because a lot of them are not going to be money people. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. I would love to do that, but even I won't have any kind of get together event that's currency related in any way, shape or form, just because I'm setting my friends, people who want to meet me, up to be targets for other people that show up as well. And that's just dangerous.
What you're saying makes good logical sense. I really appreciate that. And that's all I got to say for today. And discernment's the word, and patience, eager anticipation. Thank you guys so much.
There you go. Bye-bye. Exactly. Anticipation, okay. Exactly. And let me say one thing, too, real quick, really about my email.
Okay.
I'm getting so many emails right now that if I don't get back to you, it's nothing personal. It's just so many that chances are if you do send me an email, I might not get back to you no matter what it is. So just bear with me on that. Probably won't be getting back to a lot of them till after this goes when I can have some help going through them. So just to let you know, if I don't write you back when you send me an email, it's not personal. It's just an overwhelming amount of emails. That's all.
Hey, right on, my brother. Thank you so much, and blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Before we go to the next caller, Richard.
Yes.
Us that's in the Prosperity Program and the Global Settlements and who are in the movement, okay, of that's following been following Ross Wassinger and been fighting for our freedom and our sovereignty for the whole world. We have had many discussions about security measures, okay, after the announcements are made, okay. See, the primary thing that everyone wants to do is to get your business matters in order first. Whether you have Dinar, Dong, Zimbabwe, you know, Prosperity Programs, or the Global Settlements, okay? That's a total no-brainer, okay? You want to get everything, take care of your business matters, get all that straight first before you do anything, okay? Then later on down the road, after Nasara is announced, and we're under the full protection of Nasara, okay, you won't have any problem getting together with certain individuals. But I'm not a big proponent of 400 or 500 people or 600 people or whatever, 200 or 300 people getting together all in the same place and the same location. Okay, now you want to get together with a few people, hey, I have no problem with that. But think about security, okay? All right.
Yeah, well, that's especially if the people getting together are multimillionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't have get-togethers like that that are based on manifesting and changing your reality, mm-hmm. and that kind of mm-hmm. thing. And they're not targets because they are not necessarily people with money.
Right.
But people that are targets are the issue, and the biggest targets are going to be people that are known to have money. So if you have a get-together that says, hey, currency holders, let's get together, that you're going to be a target. And especially if it's an open invitation of any kind where anybody can show up or sign up, that's suspect. I'm sorry. I would just love to do that myself. I just really, really would. But I would never do it because I wouldn't want to put anybody who wants to come to see me to be a target for something like that. Now, I will have get-togethers later that won't be currency-based at all. It'll be manifesting. It'll be seminars. It'll be things like that. And that's a different thing. But if you want to get together with people that you know, that specific lists that you invite or that they invited you and you know them and you know that it's not an open invitation or somebody's going to show up out of the blue, maybe, but even then, even people you know. Listen, people you know could be the greatest people, and they could be great workers all day long, but maybe they're sloppy. Maybe they've invited some other people over, or maybe they're not careful about their business, and they end up endangering you and your business. So you just, especially right in the beginning, you just got to be careful what you do. And after we've been on this for a while, like you say, with Nasara, and after things are going and you level out, you got your business, you got your home, you got your security plans, you're all of that, you're going to be a lot more stable than if you just run out and meet a bunch of people right now. I would love to do that, but get stable first and then meet the people you want to meet and go from there.
Right. I totally agree. Totally agree. Thank you, Richard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, next caller is 859.
I'm back.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, 859. Hey, 859, press star 6 on your phone. Okay, and let's see if that helps. Okay, well, I guess they're gone. Next caller is 213.
Hi, Willie and Richard. This is Miss D.
Hello.
I haven't called in a long time. But
how are you doing, Miss D?
You know what? I'm hanging in there. You know, it's just these day-to-day problems and, you know, your loved ones in the hospital and all that stuff that I'm just so looking forward to putting all that in the past. I'm just, anyway, so how are you guys?
Good, good.
Good. Am I talking too loudly? Sometimes people say I'm too loud.
No, you're just fine.
Okay, good. I wanted to just say, you know, the last call where the lady was talking about Anna Von Reitz, I found it to be really helpful. I know you didn't want to drone on that subject, but I was kind of getting a lot out of it because there's so many of these people out there, and you're trying to follow everybody and try to keep up with everything, and you get a little bit here and a little bit there, and it's kind of getting to where, well, we can narrow it down now. We don't have to kind of do so much of that scatterbrain stuff anymore. But I learned a lot from all those questions that lady asked. So I just want to let you know that.
Cool.
But one question I have, and I haven't heard this in a long time, but I haven't been on every call, is we used to talk about in the old days of the original Willie call, is like this resurrection technology or the people coming back. Is there any updates on that?
Well, personally, I know that there will be people coming back that have passed on.
Uh-huh.
As wild as that may sound, they will be remanifesting. I don't know what the parameters are. My guess is if there's some extraordinary circumstance that they got taken out or whatever. But what I do know is that I understand, and I may not have this completely down, but as we raise up, see, they're in a higher frequency right now. They still exist. I mean, we know that. We live for eons and, you know, forever. We're eternal.
Okay.
But they're in a higher frequency right now, much higher than where we're at. But as we raise up in consciousness, as we raise up in frequency, we get closer to where they are. And if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be seeing people that have passed over to the other side. Is that what you got, Willie?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Without any doubt. As we go...
Yeah.
And that's going to happen after we go through the light chamber, okay, and after we go to the higher realms, after we go to the higher dimensions, we'll be able to communicate with our past loved ones, okay? And also you'll be able to phase in and out from 5D, 6D, 7D, into back to 3D, 3D again, if you want to.
Yeah, we'll be able to see them and interact with them because we'll be up at the frequency where they are because we're down at this lower, heavy, physical, fleshy frequency right now. And it's hard,
right.
For, frankly, they materialize. I mean, you see stories all the time on these shows, right, that somebody materializes and say, hey, you're doing a good job, and they get a big hug, and next thing you know, they vanish because it's hard for them to stay down in this frequency, to come down into this low, heavy frequency.
Dense.
But as we come
yeah.
up where they are, it's a lot better. Yeah, it's a lot easier.
Right.
Well, okay, are any of them going to be able to actually physically manifest in their bodies down here and resume their old lives? Like
some will. Some
okay.
will. I don't know the parameters of that. You know, I wouldn't count on it per se, but some will. But also, you're going to meet somebody who's going to be your mentor. And it could be a family
okay.
member or a friend. Somebody you know that's passed over will be the one who knocks on your door and has come to give you all the answers you ever wanted to know. So that's going to be cool.
Wow.
And then you can ask them everything you want to ask. Yeah, they want you to feel comfortable with everything, to understand what being eternal means. And this is the thing. being a mentor, they want you to be able to trust them. So the people that are volunteering to come down and be mentors are people you know. So you already trust them because they passed over it, but they're back again to help you, you know, understand how all this works. This is the coolest thing. We've never been through this before.
Wow.
Where everybody's ascending and staying in their body. And ascending only meaning we're going to a higher consciousness without leaving our bodies behind like we used to do, like they did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to get to ask all those questions for somebody that you know.
Okay, am I to assume that people on the other side that have passed over, they're actually going to be given a choice if they want to come back, or is there someone?
I don't have that answer, love, but I do know that whoever is going to be your mentor is volunteered to be the mentor for you, to be the one that comes down and gives you all the answers about what it's like and how life works and how the universe works and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. So I'm just real fascinated with the process. I just want to
know. Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I know.
Thank you
so
much.
And I want to say this before you leave, my sister, okay? First off, we're speaking of individuals who might not want to go through enlightenment and go to the higher dimensions, okay? All right? Mm-hmm. Now, you have some people out there that are not going to want to do it, okay? But now they'll have to go back to a life.
Some people that are already in their
in 3D. That's in 3D. That's in 3D. That's in 3D. Like, okay, all
right. They're alive right now.
Right, correct.
Okay.
Now some individuals won't want to do it. Okay, all right. But now they'll have to go back through that life learning experience again until they finally get it.
Wow.
But it's always a matter of a free will, though. It's a matter of free will.
Right. It's
no one's going to be forced to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. Everything is based on free will choice. That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's just so fantastic. It just blows me away. But anyway, if I think of anything else, I'll get back in the queue.
Okay.
Please do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next caller is 505.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Brother Willie. Thank you. This is Michelle from New Mexico.
Hi,
I love you guys. Thank you for all you do and family. I'm going to be moving because I have to sell my house, and I might be closing in the middle of August. Will that be okay to receive information and stuff like you were saying with Nisara? Do you follow my question?
I follow your question. You say in the middle of August. In my thinking, again, I'm always expecting it, but I just don't see how we're going to get out of this month without having all this done.
Beautiful.
And much less this week. Everything that I know is done. Everything's in place for this to happen. But clearly they've got some kind of a date in mind, but there's just no way I can believe that date is far away from where we are right now. So
wonderful!
But in the event that you move, just get a PO box if you don't have a location, and just forward your mail to that or something. Don't worry, they'll contact everybody. They'll find you.
Wonderful!
As long as you have some kind of way to track you.
Excellent.
Right,
and again, I so appreciate both you guys
right
deeply.
Right
this is my first time calling, so thank you. I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
Do you have a P.O. box now?
No, I have a home, but it's been hard to make mortgage payments, so I thought I might as well sell and take care of my mom back east.
To be on the safe side, this is my suggestion. Like tomorrow is not fast enough. I would get me a P.O. box tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Okay.
And that's just being on the safe side of things, okay? All right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, should I get it here or where I'm going?
Get a P.O. box.
Like, get the P.O. box where I'm living now or where I'm going?
Well, I was just going to say, when you sign up for the P.O. box, you have to verify your ID and all that kind of good stuff, so you'll be on record. They'll be able to find you. How far away is it where you're going? Is it, like, a long way?
Yeah, I'm in New Mexico, and my mom's in New Jersey.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that is a long way. I don't know. This is the thing. My thinking is I understand what Willie's saying, but my thinking is that I would just leave your mail still coming to the house for now, because I really think it's going to happen way sooner. But if you're going to move there to set up things before you leave, go ahead and get your P.O. box set up before you actually exit the house, so that your mail is forwarded there. But if you're not exiting your house till the middle of August, I think you're going to be good. I think you're going to be happy long before then.
Oh, wonderful. So just get the P.O. box instead of giving my mom's address in New Jersey?
Yes.
That makes it your specific address.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, right.
They'll send you a notice if you got a notice or something. I don't have any differentiation between a physical address and a P.O. box address, because they're going to make contact with you one way or the other. I mean, some people don't have any kind of an address. They're living under a bridge. But somebody will find them. They'll find out. They'll find them still. Just make sure you've got some kind of way to contact you along the way. But I think that you're going to be happy before that happens.
Well, that makes me happy. And again, blessings to you guys. I appreciate you. And I'm on your list, Richard, so I look forward to the future.
Okay.
And Willie.
Okay.
All right. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Next caller is 209.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 786. 786. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, Willie. Good evening, Richard. This is Jimmy from Miami. I want to thank you for scheduling this amazing conference call. And I didn't know about you, Willie, if it wasn't for Richard. So I want to thank you, one who knows. I have two questions regarding the exchange. When one walks into one of these redemption centers, what kind of environment is going to be? It's like it's going to be extremely regulated, extremely vigilant, like we're walking into a police station, or it's going to be something benevolent or something friendly.
Yeah, no,
I have no clue.
It's going to be very, very friendly, very, very benevolent. They want you to feel very, very safe, because that's the new paradigm we're moving into. Safe, secure, stress-free. But there will be two different environments, because there's going to be the off-site people, off-site centers, which are ZIM-related. And then for the people who just have dinar or dong or one of the other currencies but do not have ZIM, it's my understanding you'll be a designated bank location. So naturally, a bank location, you know what that environment's like. There'll be some extra security just to make you feel safe. After all, you're walking around with millions of dollars worth of currency in your pocket. So you're going to want to feel safe, and they're going to make you feel safe. But it won't be threatening in any way, shape, or form, and you will feel very secure. And this brings up a point. They're going to track you. When you call by your cell phone, they're going to track your cell phone when it's the day of your appointment. So when it's time, on the day that you're going to your appointment, go straight to the appointment. Don't stop at the store or do whatever, because the minute you leave your house, if it's near the time of your appointment, they're going to be tracking you. Go straight to the appointment, take care of your appointment business, then come back home. Because once you come back home, then they're going to know you got there and you got back and you're done. But if you leave the appointment and then go shopping and do all these other kinds of things, they're going to be tracking you to make sure you get back home. But once you get back home, it like resets. So go to the appointment, come back, and then go do whatever you want to go do.
Okay, so I also was reading in the IDC website that some people were saying that. Is it true that they already know who we are even before we arrive?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they do. Yeah, yeah. But that's for your own good. Yeah, they've done
that.
Because, you know, when you show up, you're going to have ID and all this kind of thing, and they're going to say, no problem, we already know who you are. You're already checked out. I mean,
wow. If
you think about it, yeah. This is what they did was they let the cabal build this technology to spy on us, and then they took it away from the cabal, and they're using it to check everybody out to make sure everybody's okay, but also to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. So when you get there, you're going to show them your ID, but they already know who you are. You're already checked out. There's no big problem. Otherwise, they would take a lot of time having to verify everybody and do all that checking out. In fact, just to show you how this is working, you can't even get in for an appointment in less than 90 minutes, an hour and a half. From the time you call, the earliest you can get an appointment is an hour and a half, because during that time, they're verifying, they're checking who you are, they're making sure they know who's going to be walking in that door. So that when you get there, you're welcomed in. They know exactly who you are. You're already pre-checked out. Show them your ID still, and it doesn't matter if it's out of date. It's still you. Bring whatever you got, like you're going to open a bank account. And then away you go. You're done.
Fantastic. My last question is about verification of the currency. Is that I suppose the bank will check the authenticity of the
bank notes.
Yes,
they will check it right. That currency will never leave your site. They will check it right in front of you, and you will agree, and they will agree. And they have a book in some cases. In some cases, they have a machine, but they will authenticate it. Once they've authenticated it, once they've said it's good, and they give you a receipt, then it's their currency. But once you have that receipt, then it doesn't matter anymore. But don't worry, it's not going to leave your site. Do not give your currency to anybody that's going to take it out of your site. And they won't do that when you get to the exchange center. They're going to make you comfortable. They're going to show you how they're verifying it. They're going to verify it right in front of you. They will account for it. They'll make a note. You will agree, probably sign something, and you're done.
Okay, and whether you have dinar, dong, or Zimbabwe, whether you go to an exchange center or a bank, the unit that does the checking of the currency is called a Delarue machine. Okay, all right? The Delarue machine will verify that you have that it's authentic currency, and Delarue machine is going to be at every location. Okay?
And importantly, the currency will never leave your site, and probably won't ever leave your site until you walk out of the room. But that currency will not be leaving your site until you have a receipt in your hand saying your exchange is done.
Okay. That's the only time that we are going to know if this is authentic, because I bought it from one of the most popular currency dealers that offers a certificate of authenticity.
Chances are it's going to be authentic. If it's not authentic, they will hunt it down for you. If you walk in there and you've got something that's not authentic, they will probably ask you for receipts, and they will track it down. So, they don't go for that. Yeah.
Okay. My last question, I don't know if I have time for this, probably this is a long answer. I was reading a lot about the structural payouts, if there is going to be an option for about 20, 15, 20, 25, 50 years. Of course, we don't know if that is mandatory or optional to do a structural payout.
Yeah. I don't know if it's mandatory either, but this is the thing. Is you got so much money. When you got it on a payout program, you get money every 90 days. Probably, if I'm guessing right, probably more than you'll ever spend. You'll never catch up with it. In fact, your money will be building up on you. But frankly, I was going to get payout for 100 years, but they don't even offer that because you're never going to spend the money that's in there, and they're just making payments to you, and you're going to pass on your accounts to generations and generations because it's in a trust format. So the next generation will take it over, and the next generation will take it over, and the money will just keep paying out. But frankly, I think the reason why they cut it down to 50 years as being the most is because money's probably going to be obsolete in 50 years. In fact, the minute you walk out of the exchange center, that will be the peak of time that you can buy stuff. At that exact minute will be the most stuff in the world that you can buy in that minute, because you can still buy gas, you still buy energy, you still buy everything. But from that minute forward, as disclosure comes and free energy comes and free this and free that and perfect health, no more hospital bills, no more medicine bills, no more any of that, the things you can spend money on are going to start decreasing at a rapid, rapid rate. So the minute you walk out, that'll be the biggest time for money for the rest of the history of Earth. Will be the day you walk out of your exchange, and from that day forward, money's usefulness will begin to decline, and it'll decline very rapidly.
Okay, great news. And the last quick question, this is not taxable, right?
No, not taxable, no. And in the old days, they said it was, but it turns out it's not. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Because it's all going to be gold-backed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, and under, with a gold-backed currency under the common law, it's untaxable. Period. End of statement.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much, Willis, for this creating this phone call. Thank you, Richard. We keep counting on you. Don't let us down, Richard. I'm counting on you all the time. Thank you.
I won't.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Next caller is 209.
Hello, Brother Willie and Brother Richard.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Delighted to be on your call. I'm new at this, and I have a question of where do you find the 800 numbers?
Aha! The elusive 800 numbers. I'm expecting them to show up by email. But mainly, I expect them to show up on websites, all your regular currency websites. At the time that comes up.
I was going to say, like I say, I just found out about this. This is the first call I've ever listened to, and the first time I've even heard about this.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, okay, so I'm expecting to be on the websites like Intel Dinar Chronicles, probably on Bruce's site, probably on Willie's site, now that you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other thing is they may also have calls, but I don't know that for sure. You may be able to get on calls, but this is what's important for our outer country people, is on the website, it's going to be like a directory, because a lot of people call from Brazil. I mean, I get emails from Brazil and Australia and Europe and all these other places, and they say, hey, you know, 800 number is a U.S. number, and we can't call that from here. But the way I understand it is there will be a directory, and you look up the country you're in, and you look across, and you have the number to call for your country. So if you're in the U.S., you're probably going to give it out on a phone call. I can't promise that, but I'm pretty sure that we'll also be giving out phone calls. There's going to be a big barrage in every kind of way. It's going to be the biggest news you ever heard in this community. But it'll be for 3 days. And in 3 days, it doesn't mean you have to go into your appointment in the 3 days. It means you have to get in the system. You have to call up and make an appointment. It's like I liken it to like a store. It's like the doors are going to be open for 3 days. Everybody who gets in the door before the doors close gets processed. So as long as you get in, make an appointment, doesn't matter when the appointment is, you will be processed. You will be in the system. You got 3 days to get in the system, and believe me, when this comes out, it's going to be the biggest. I mean, this has been going on for, 10 or 15 years? And when this comes out, believe me, it's going to be the biggest news in this community you ever heard.
And what they're going to do, they're going to take advantage of all the medias. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It might be on posted on MSNBC. Matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if they even put it on TV intermittently.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll probably be in some kind of disguise format, like currency exchangers or GCR information or something that where the regular public is not going to be calling in and clogging up the line, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, don't worry. They're going to get the number to you because they want you to get in. They want you to get out. That's the thing I keep stressing is that once this goes, stuff won't be secret anymore. They'll have the information. They'll have the instructions. They'll tell you exactly what to do. There'll be nobody tricking you. It'll be very clear, very exact, step-by-step procedures that will be real and will be true. And so that's why I say really the only thing you got left to do is wait for that number and the special instructions to come out.
Now, we don't have cell phones and we don't do texting and we have answer machines. If they call, will they leave it on an answer machine?
No, they're not called. The segment program is over where they'll be calling you.
Okay.
So all I can say is how did you find out about this call?
I woke up knowing about it.
Oh, okay. Well, probably if it goes, for instance, if it were to go today or tomorrow or whatever, probably there would be an announcement on the website saying the thing is gone. We're going to have the numbers tonight on the call or whatever. It'll be on the website. Every kind of place where you could look to find out anything about this call or any other website relating to currency is going to have the news.
And
it's going to be the only news. Go ahead.
Would there be false 800 numbers?
How do I you doubt verify? It very, very seriously, because the minute a number like that comes out, the SWAT team will show up at the door where that number is connected to. They will be taken down so fast, that number will be taken off the website. Yeah, I feel very, very confident that you can trust the numbers when they come out.
Okay.
They just they don't have the resources to set up a fake call exchange center. They'd be down in just minutes. The minute that came up, they'd be down. Yeah.
Okay, the same security measures that's in place for Nassara and Gassara, we're talking about the prosperity programs and the global settlements, is in place also for the exchange. Okay? See, they all know each other. Okay? The exchange itself of the Dinar Dong in Zimbabwe would not be taking place if it wasn't for the White Knights, okay, and Saint Germain and the Galactics, okay? All right? So we'll get that out of the way. Simply because we have to be under the gold standard before any exchange takes place, okay? We're not going to get paid out in Fed notes or under fractional banking or anything, okay? And there's things in place that we know about. Anyway, there's things in place to make certain that everybody is secure, whether the exchange or the prosperity programs or the global settlements.
Yeah, they will have their fingers. They will be monitoring every single website, every single location. And if something shows up, it'll be there for a second, and they'll be taken down. Because anybody putting up a fake number, that's a multi-trillion dollar fraud. And, they might be – hopefully they'll be arrested, but there could be other consequences. They are not going to play around with this.
No,
believe me.
No, sir.
No one would dare do that. Yeah.
Well,
no, sir. The only way they would dare to do that, they'd have to have a weekend pass from the funny farm. Okay. All right. Only
well
way.
Well said. Thank you, gentlemen, so very
You're
much
welcome.
For helping me. This has been very wonderful, and may the blessings of life come to you as you need them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Next caller is 832.
Good evening, Willie and family, and one who knows as well as my brother Gene. This is Sister Mosley. How are you?
Fine.
Very fine.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. I have a question that I want to ask Willie, and my question is how do I go about funding a trust that will make purchases for me? How do I go about funding that trust?
Okay, let me create this scenario for you. First off, if you get ready to buy a house, car, or land, you already have to have the trust in place at the bank before you even go and transact that business. Okay.
Well, that would be the best to have it.
Yeah.
But you can transfer it in afterwards in case you didn't have it set up. Yeah.
Well, that's you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah.
No, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do that. That's big time. No, you don't want to do that. But what you want to do is have the trust in place at the bank first before you go and make any large purchases at all. Period. Okay. Now.
Okay.
When you have a trust already in place at the bank, the mother trust, where your primary money is the feeder. In other words, the direct deposit wire transfer feeder to the trust that's going to make the purchase for you, okay? And as you know, we got into three-tier protection a long time ago, okay, which I introduced to the family, okay? Now, you can set up a three-tier protection where the mother trust, whether you have Dinar Dong, Zimbabwe, and the Prosperity Program, the Global Settlements, that's Trust A. That's where all your money is, okay? Okay, you want to create a second trust, okay, is a trust that actually feeds the other trust that makes the purchases, okay? Now, when you have three-tier protection like that, there's no way at all anyone can break your trust, period. Okay? At all. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got another question. Since you said that, do you have any idea of who can help us with our trust? Or do y'all maybe have a interesting person that may come on the call that will help us to get a trust?
Okay. I want to explain this to everyone, okay? I'll make this clear. Mm-hmm. I have a white knight, okay, that's been in this thing with me for 23 years. Her name is Jeannie Logan, okay? She is a trust creator. I was introduced to Mrs. Logan years ago, 23 years ago, okay? Now, I want to make this clear to everyone. I'm not getting $1. I've already made that clear to her, and she's already made it, you know, understood it, period, okay? Now, Mrs. Logan, if you decide to want to come to the call about maybe 2 weeks after the announcement, she will create trust for you or teach you how to create your own trust, okay, which is a common law irrevocable living business trust. Now, you still have an option. If you want the bank or the wealth manager to create you a common law irrevocable living business trust or pure trust, you still have that option. Okay, you don't have to go through Mrs. Logan. Okay.
Yeah, that's I like that option only because the people at the bank have been trained on inside information for all these years, being prepared for common law and what's coming. So they're going to be up on exactly what to do. But this is the thing. You can be making – everybody's going to come up to speed pretty quickly. And I wouldn't be surprised if Willie's contact is probably already up to speed or will be coming up to speed. And you could probably be making lots of trusts. But my thought is that the wealth manager to start with is going to be right out of the gate, ready to go with all the new laws and systems. And just wanted to add in something here. Is that it just occurred to me that we had never talked about this, but once people get their money and they start setting up these trusts and stuff, there's probably a lot of people that have assets now, collectibles, cars, houses, or whatever it is that they've got, that now that they're into this trust mechanism because of their big money, they'll probably want to set up trusts and move things that they already own into those trusts and move everything into trust. So that we want to talk about that too, that to move everything you have. And again, you can talk to your wealth manager, but I'm sure Willie's contact knows everything there is to know about this.
Oh,
and you
yes.
can and anything, any trust that you've already bought or got from somebody, you can double check it to be sure that it meets the needs and you can adjust it. Mm-hmm. So
okay. I got one more question. Those of us that have currency, different types of currency, should they put all of their currency in one trust? Like if they got the Zen, rupee, or whatever, can they put it all in one?
No.
Yeah, because the old days, I heard that you had to have different accounts. Mm-hmm. But now, once the money's been exchanged, it's all USN. And I understand that there's no distinction between them. I don't know what you got, Willie, but that's what I understand.
Okay, first of all, we've got to distinguish the amount that you're going to receive. You know, the ZIM is going to be crazy, okay? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now you want that definitely to be an account by itself, okay? You don't want to do any commingling, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you got dinar and dong, okay, it depends on how heavily invested you are in dinar and dong, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I had... let's say $10 million in each one, which I'm not gonna even go to Zim, okay? That's ridiculous. But anyway, if I had $10 million in dinar and dong, okay, each, I would want to have those in separate trusts.
Okay.
Because you know, okay, if you got them in separate trusts, if you had to move money around, okay,
yes, sir.
You won't have a problem doing that. Because you got them in separate trusts, and there's no confusion there, okay, at all when you keep them in separate trusts like that.
Okay. I was just curious about that because I've heard people talking about that. You know, if I got 10 Zimbabwe's and I got 10 dinars, that when it's time for us to cash in, we should be able to put it in the same account and just call it a day. And I said, okay, but you've got to remember the Zen is a bond, and it may be really, you know, high up there, and then the denarm may be a little less. Who knows? But until that time gets here, but I remember it one time I was saying to this person, I said, you shouldn't commingle. I was told that you shouldn't commingle. Let them be separate.
Well, when you get there in front of the exchanger, then you'll absolutely for sure what the latest is on it.
Right.
Okay. Well, I thank you, fellas, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to try to get myself back in the queue again and ask something else.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller is 912.
Good evening, sir. Appreciate taking the call. My question relates to information I've been hearing for quite some time that is different from what I'm hearing now. I'm not suggesting anybody's wrong, but I want to make a clarification. I've been hearing for quite some time that, at least in the case of the Zim, that money would not be paid by transferring it to some other place for you, but rather that there would be a skeleton trust in HSBC Hong Kong that you would simply take over, and the wealth management people would help you to work with it from there.
When you do your exchange at the bank, they want that to be as fast as possible. The last I heard was 30 minutes. And a trust is basically an account with instructions. And they're going to give you a really simple, what they call a skeleton trust. They're just going to drop the money into that trust for you. It's not going to be fancy. It doesn't have a lot of conditions and a lot of things. And then you will go to your wealth manager, and then he's the one, unless you have your other trust, that will help you set up all the different kinds of trusts with the special instructions and the special, you know, deal. Everything you want to do with it, then you can modify it afterwards. But the original, unless you got your own trust, they will set you up a temporary skeleton trust that's just holding it for now until you can get proper advice from well-paid people that know everything about it to set up trust for all the different things you want to do. And then you can move money into those.
Right. And also, sir, are you in the prosperity programs or the global settlements? Or are you just invested in DNR and DOM?
Simply in the ZIM.
Simply in the ZIM. Okay.
Well, historic. Also been involved in working with historic bonds with clients for a couple of years now.
Okay. Now, the Prosperity Programs and Global Settlement Group, okay, since we're initiating help to initiate the freedom and the sovereignty for people here in America and the whole world, okay, our trust will already be, should I say, our money will already be in a five-star trust, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, like Richard said, they're going to have it in a temporary trust, okay, at the bank. But now you can create your own five-star trust, or your wealth manager, okay, can create your own five-star trust for your money and for your revenue, okay?
Okay, I already have relationships with world-renowned wealth management people in different places around the world that can do that for me. I just wanted to make sure that there'd be a skeleton available to hold it for a very short period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's expected that you're going to make changes to it, but it's that way so you can get in and get out, and then you'll sit down and spend hours or days or weeks or months or whatever time it takes for you to design trust that's perfect for what you want it to do.
And just do what you call just a simple rollover. Okay.
There's a place for it to land, then I can move it according to best advice. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So they
have
set up for.
Next caller is 843.
Good evening, Willie and Richard.
Hey,
good evening.
I have a question for you, Richard. My name's Fred, and I've emailed with you back and forth and even listened to you on other calls, but I really enjoy you on this call.
Oh, thank you.
My question is, what is the difference between an infinity annuity and a structured payout and what would you recommend that we choose?
Okay, so they call it a structured payout, but they even admitted that they really didn't like that term because it really wasn't exactly the right thing. But to me, the way I understand the structured payout, to me, is like a CD. Back in the day, if you got a CD, a certificate of deposit, you put money in for a certain period of time, and during that period of time, they paid you interest monthly or quarterly or whatever the agreement was. And after that period of time was up, then you got your money back. And that's exactly what this is. You put your money in for 50 years, whatever, they pay you quarterly or whatever. And after that period of time is up, then you get your principal back in its entirety. Now, this infinity annuity thing, I'm not too sure about that. Basically, the structured payout is that same thing because it's going to pay you quarterly until it runs out, and then you just roll it back over for another 50 years in the event that money is still useful then, and it's going to give you payouts, but still you always have your principal sitting in the account that's in your name. It's just that you're getting paid on it. So I heard about this infinity thing. I'm not too sure about that. I'm not really sure that that's a thing. But the being paid, the interest, the kind of interest we're going to be getting and the kind of money we're going to be getting, you're not going to ever be able to outspend it. And then when the time comes in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, whatever you got set up for, when the thing runs out, there's no place to spend that money. There's no place to invest that money. The only thing to do is just roll it over and keep on paying me.
Okay, and I want to hear you out with something, Richard, and you can pass this on. Excuse me, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first off, all the accounts will be non-interest bearing, okay, under the gold standard and under the SARA. Okay, you won't be drawing any interest on any money at all, and you don't have to, okay, all right? Now, under fractional banking, okay, which is under Federal Reserve, okay, interest-bearing accounts are very evil. It only benefits who? You know, very rich, okay? It never benefited the little people. You know, they can put $1,000, $2,000 in there and turn around and draw a lot of interest on every month, and they can make ends meet and all that, okay? All right? But under NASARA and GASARA and the gold standard, we will have non-interest-bearing accounts. And the wealth managers at the banks have already been trained on this, okay? They already know, okay? So you have that's just the way it's going to be, period.
So let me add this on here now that we're talking about it, because this is interesting. It turns out that the bank is not going to be investing your money, and they're not actually paying you interest. They're calling it a return. They're not calling it interest, like Willie says, because that interest is an evil term in the old days, because we're going to be in the new system. But they are going to pay you what's called what they call a return on your money, and in actuality, it's the elders just giving you extra money on your account, because the bank, believe me, the bank is not investing gazillions of dollars into anything that they're making interest on, and they're paying you a part of that. That's not happening. What's happening is you're getting a certain amount of money, and then the elders are literally giving the bank the money to give you on that. And the reason why they're doing that is because people think that when they got that money in there, because we've been trained by the cabal that everybody has to work, and we've been trained by the cabal that your money has to work too. People are going to have a hard time having trillions or zillions, whatever they got in the account, and not have it invested in real estate or not have it invested in stocks or whatever it is. And you know what? There's no place to put that kind of money. There's just no place. So people are very uncomfortable having that money sitting in the bank and not doing anything. So what the elders are doing is they're going to give you a pretend situation where it looks like your money's working, so that is off the table for you. You're actually getting a return on it, and now you're focused on your humanitarian projects or other things, and you don't have that uncomfortable, my money has to be working thing going on. They're just literally giving you more money is what it amounts to.
Right.
Well, what's
right.
in this for the banks then, Richard?
For the bank, they get to hold your money, and it makes them very, 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 very stable. But yeah, the bank gets paid on it. They get money. In fact, they're getting paid a percentage, a commission on how much money they bring in. So that's why they want you to ask for the higher rates, because when you do, they get more money. But yeah, the banks are getting paid for what they're doing. But the thing about it is, this interest is not coming from the bank. They're not investing your money. They're not making money on it. It's just sitting in there. The elders are giving them money to give to you. And I'm sure they're giving the bank some kind of commission on that as well, for handling that for them. But it's because we've been trained that our money has to work. And how weird would it be for you if you had trillions of dollars in the bank, not making any interest? Wouldn't you have an urge to think, I need to have this invested into something? And yet, there's no place to put it, right? So they're giving you that satisfaction to think that it's working. And it's an illusion, but they're paying you money for that illusion. So you're making money on them.
Okay, and for the first time, in the history of banking, under Nasara and under Gasara, okay, the banker is going to have your best interest in mind.
Okay? Yep.
The wealth manager is going to help you. Let's just say, under this system here, $100,000. They laugh at that, you know, for an investment. Okay. under the gold standard, $100,000 has $1 million worth of person power. Okay, all right. Now, the wealth manager is there specifically to guide you, to show you what they can invest just a little of your money, and they're not going to be asking for $10 million or $4 or $5 million or $2 or $3 million, anything like that. Okay, you'll have a large turnover in revenue every month. Okay, they've already been trained on this. Okay, like I said, it'll be the first time in the history of banking where they won't be dictating to us, but they'll have our best interest in mind.
Yeah, the way I'm approaching it with my wealth manager is in the old days, the wealth manager was one that had ideas on what stocks to put it in and what real estate to put it in and IPOs and all that kind of stuff, but That's over. We're not trying to make money. We're already making too much money. The wealth manager that gets my attention is not the one that tells me how they got an idea on how I can make money. It's the guy who says he's got ideas on helping me spend it. And it's going to help me set up trust and help me set up organizations and help me involved in those kinds of things. Because for the first time, the wealth manager is going to be more about helping you spend money than making money, because we're already making money. We already got more money than we'll ever, ever, ever spend.
One other question. I have Zim. I purchased it in my LLC, and that's going to go into the skeleton trust. Now, I bought that with in mind of distributing it to my family's individual trusts that they have. How can I avoid any taxation when I have to give it out of my trust into their trust?
You're not going to have, okay, that's the thing about it. There's not going to be an income tax. So when you give them money, it is not going to have tax. Now, again, I'm not a tax expert. The wealth manager will help you on that. But it's my understanding that when income tax goes, they will not have an income. And so the way the exchange is going to work, you're going to go in, exchange, put all the money in the account. And then when you follow up with your wealth manager, you're going to tell them how you want the money distributed.
Right. And only should
not be a problem.
The only thing the bank will deduct is a transaction fee. Okay? All right?
So suppose,
that's it.
Suppose I want to give $1 million to my best friend.
Do it.
Okay. Do it.
As
do it.
Have them,
will he have them,
to pay
have
a tax?
Them, no, sir.
No.
Okay. Have them to have a common law trust created. Okay? Just like you. Okay. Like you have LLC right now.
Right.
Okay? All right? And when we come under Nasara and Gasara, you'll need to do a rollover into a common law irrevocable living business trust or a pure trust, which is not a problem. Okay, rollover is just not a problem at all, period. Okay? All right. So everybody that you decide to give to or bless or give money to, you need to make certain that you show them how to also get a common law trust. Okay?
Yeah, right? Your wealth manager is not going to be working for free. He's going to get paid really, really well.
Sure.
Because
sure.
He's got very good advice. So what you can do is you can say, hey, look, I want to give this guy $1 million, this person this, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I want you to set them up with trust, and I want you to help them with their investments or they're managing their money as well, and you can pay him
right.
to do that.
He'll include,
as part
he'll
of your gift.
His fee. He'll include
yeah,
his
yeah.
Fee.
You,
that's a good idea.
You give him the money, you give him the trust, and you give him the assistance. That's your gift.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I enjoy talking with you guys. And
you're welcome.
You're spot on. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next caller is 803.
Good evening, my family. How you doing, Willie, and one who knows, Richard?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. I'm out driving, so you all, if you hear rain, it's raining out here.
Okay.
Be careful.
I wanted to ask about the being anonymous, you know, as far as I know that with trust, our names, they won't have our names, so to say, attached to them, or anonymity in other areas also.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it is anonymous. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me see if I can help you with that, Richard and my sister, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
First off, what you want to do is you already want to have a – now, this is before you go to the bank and you deal with wealth managers. I'm speaking of – this goes for people that's in the prosperity program, the global settlements, the Dinar Dong, Zimbabwe investors. This goes for everyone, okay? Before you start doing any business with the wealth manager, make sure that you have a P.O. box in place, a P.O. box number, a P.O. box address
okay.
in place, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because see, you don't want to leave yourself open, okay? When you have any correspondence, let's just say you're going to buy this house or car or land or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? Instead of coming direct to your address, it'll go to the P.O. box. They don't know who the P.O. box person is, okay? And they won't know who it is. Okay, even though it's you, okay, and you own everything, okay? Now, the most important thing is don't let people intimidate you when you got money. Because you got some people out there, they're going to be so nosy, they're going to see you driving a Bentley or a Bugatti or whatever, okay? And some people just are just personal like that, okay? They're going to ask you, well, how did you get this and all this different stuff, which is none of their business, okay? I've never been that type of guy. But anyway.
Right.
What you want to do is you want to make certain that you just tell them that I have a blessing. I got a blessing that came through for me. If they get real deep about it, okay, and they in their questioning, all you have to do is tell them, well, I don't own anything. I said this is this car belongs to the company that I work for. Okay, and you're telling the truth because you
know
are the.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do on that, by the way, when people start to question you, if mm-hmm. you give them a few answers, they will always have another question. But if you start right out of the gate and shut them down right from the get-go and says, I don't discuss my financial matters with anyone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just shut them down right
yes,
out
sir.
Of the gate.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. You got that option, too. Okay.
Yeah.
And
if you do that first, because if you give a – I'm sorry, Willie, go ahead.
And you also have an option – where they can see nothing but behind and elbows. Okay? All right? Okay, you have that option too. Okay? In other words,
yeah.
I don't care how old you are, you can still turn 180 degrees. Okay?
Yeah, and,
okay?
And the thing about it is this is not out of order. I mean, you don't walk up to Rockefeller or any of these people and say, hey, how'd you get your money? You know, they're not going to tell you they raped and pillaged the nations for it. They just tell you it's none
yeah.
of your business.
yeah.
You will not get financial information out of anybody that has that kind of money. And so you should be the same way.
No, that's true. But you got some people and some family members that want to get all up in your business. And you have to just be ready to answer them or not answer them. Like you said, I don't discuss
right?
my personal business. So
you remember RoboCop? You remember RoboCop? The movie RoboCop?
Yes.
He's the coolest guy I've seen in my life. He turned his head 180 degrees, okay? Then his body turned after his head turned 180 degrees. Then he walked away. Okay.
But with purchasing, making the large purchases before, I hear the both of you in reference to the trust when we go and exchange and they set up us a trust. The what they call skeleton trust or whatever, and from that point, if people that really are hurting and really, 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 really need like transportation or need a home, need a roof over their head, and they don't think about going to say, you know, to a hotel until they get the trust set up, how? I know we can roll it over to the trust.
Well,
once we
yeah.
Get
so
this, but when,
let me help you with that. With what you're saying is, I wrote a post called "I Might Know Someone," and you can look it up on Intel Denar Chronicles. I might know someone, and what it is you set up a go-to person, and if some you come across somebody like that, you say, you know what, I know somebody, and you give them the phone number, or you call up the person, you say, hey, here's this person, they need some help, and I know that's the things you do. And by doing that way, if somebody else is doing it, it just so happens that you know the right person to call. And by being the guy who knows someone, it's never you.
Okay.
You have a go-to person that makes things happen for you when you call them. And the other thing is once you first get your money, you have anonymity because nobody knows. But the minute you blow that, it's gone forever. So this is what I recommend. Everybody stay absolutely anonymous. Don't tell anybody anything until you've got your strategy down, until you decide who's going to know what and how they're going to know it and how you're going to do it. Because if you come right out of the gate and blow it that you have money, once you've let that cat out of the bag, you will not get that cat back in the bag.
Right. And please don't make the mistake of doing wire transfers of money before you have your trust in place to protect you, which creates anonymity. Okay? Please don't do that. Okay, wait until, be very patient. Okay? Now, if you want to give someone cash, okay,
right,
you can withdraw and keep it all in-house at the bank. And you draw cash out, and you can walk up to your cousin JoJo, okay, all right, and you give him $100,000 or whatever. They don't know where it came from, because you didn't do a wire transfer, which left you wide open, okay, all right. But best way to do it is always be safe. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Okay, do everything the right way.
Yeah, you can have an attorney do it anonymously. Just tell them this is a list of the people. This is what money I want to give to them. Make them call them up and tell them there's been an anonymous benefactor who's granted them some money, and they cannot ask any questions because they don't know who it was. They don't know it's you. Yeah, that's your go-to guy that does all that kind of stuff for you without anybody knowing it's you.
Right, but I'm saying these are some people that right now maybe, like I said, living from pillar to post, and they can't wait to get to, we don't know how soon we'll be able to get to a wealth manager or have someone do the trust for them. So they are, really, really in a hurry to get somewhere to
so
go.
So you walk out of the exchange, you walk into a lawyer's office, and you say, I'm hiring you right now. These are the people I want you to go give money to right now.
Yeah.
There you go. It doesn't have to be you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just do a simple cash exchange.
Yeah.
From your hand to theirs.
Yep.
Okay.
Send
a
courier right now and make it happen.
Yeah. Exactly right.
But it won't be you. It won't be you. They won't know it came from you.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome,
all right. Thank you. Next caller is 314.
Oh, good evening to Brother Willie and to
Richard, the one who knows.
Oh, my God. I've really enjoyed your call this evening. So much information you have been giving that has been helping me, and I'm fairly new. This is only my second time being on your call. But my question, it goes back to, I heard Brother Willie mention to people that are a part of the prosperity packages about them having already having supposedly a trust that's going to be already set up for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to, because this is the first time I heard that, and I've always kind of, wondered how everything was going to come to me with the prosperity. I even recently spoke with the party that invited me or put me into the prosperity a few years ago, but she didn't give me a lot of information about it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm curious about this five-star, I think you said it was a common law trust.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the case, will I need to create another one for my currency? Will this one be the tool that I needed? Will it suffice?
You don't want to commingle. Okay? Now, commingling is terrible. That leaves you wide open. In other words, your investment currencies, dinar, dong, and Zimbabwe, keep those separate from, if you're in the prosperity program and the global settlements, you want to keep that money separate from your prosperity program global settlement account.
Yeah, because they have different agreements, they have different requirements, and you definitely want to keep those separate.
Oh. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, and then in other words, so even if I exchange, because I also have, the Indonesia, so rupiah, I can, once I exchange that, I could not take the money and put that into the prosperity account.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. That leaves you wide
those
open.
Separate.
That leaves you wide open. Yeah.
It's much better for your accounting. Now, for me, if you have different currencies, that's a different thing. But prosperity programs have certain kinds of requirements, and the historical bonds have certain kinds of things going on, and those major categories need to be separate. Currency needs to be handled one way, prosperity another one, and historical bonds and other different things need to be separated. Yeah, for sure.
And you can do your own homework on commingling, trust commingling, okay? And you'll see what I'm talking about. Commingling is a gigantic no-no.
Unless it's at a party, Willie. Unless you're at a party.
Yeah, right,
I'm
right,
all
right. Unless you're at a party, yeah. Right, right. I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, you and I are giving it, okay?
Right, okay. So you're saying, okay. I mean, and I hear what you're saying. I mean, I've got three different currencies.
Mm-hmm.
I got everything but the dinar. But I have to have a trust for each currency. Plus
if you got a lot of money that you're going to be getting back, yes.
Yeah.
If you got
to be able to answer that down at the bank when you go to exchange. But the thing about it is the things that are involved with currencies are different than prosperity programs. So prosperity programs you signed up for, there's requirements, there's things that have to be done on that are different than currencies. So that's why currencies need to be in their own thing, separate from the prosperity programs. But they'll tell you all that when you get down there. That's the thing I keep saying is all the answers, the true, real answers. I mean, we're getting what we got. We're passing on to you the best of what we know. But at the end of the day, when you sit in front of the exchanger, you're going to know for sure exactly what to do.
Okay. But they will, once when the prosperity come out at the bank.
Yeah, you'll get instructions. All that will come with instructions. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Willie.
Okay, let me help you a little bit on that, my sister. Okay?
Okay.
What you want to already have in place right now is a non-interest-bearing account. Okay? All right?
Okay.
Before you go in exchange. Okay? Now, when you go in exchange, at the exchange site, you give them the routing number, okay, of your non-interest-bearing account, and they can roll the money over into that account, okay?
Willie.
Through a wire transfer, yeah.
I'm of the understanding that when it comes to exchanges, they're going to set up a fresh account, even if you have an account. They're going to set up a fresh account on the spot.
Well,
that's
even better.
Codes.
That's even better.
Yeah, they have certain codes that this is gold back, that it's exchange and all that. So even if you have an account, I'm under the understanding that when you go to exchange, they're going to give you a brand new one. Because remember, it's not just an account, but it's a trust structure that's with it. And
that's even,
and they're going to,
that's even better.
Yeah, they're going to set that all up for you. When you get there, everything new with certain new kinds of codes on that account indicating that you've got gold back transaction currencies and stuff. So you don't have to worry about that. All your business is going to be after the exchange. That's when you go to the wealth manager and you figure out how you want to move it around and what you want to do with it afterwards. But they're going to give you a brand new account when you exchange.
Good. Good.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, you guys have helped me tremendously tonight, so I just want to thank you.
Oh, thank you.
For taking my call. You have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Same to you, my sister. You take care. Next caller is Rincon.
Hello. Hey, is this Willie and Richard?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
you're discharged.
Good evening to you guys, and good evening to the Exchange family. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, right. Good.
Good, good. I do have a couple questions, not many. In regards to the prosperity programs or the prosperity packages, what do you have any idea, a little bit closer idea of the timing of that? In reference to the other announcements of the exchange, do you have any idea how that will be? 3 hours a day or 2 days or what?
I don't have any idea.
Well,
Billy,
okay, let me just kind of simplify it. Okay, in order for the dinar, dong, Zimbabwe, and other investment currencies to pay out, the prosperity programs and the global settlements have to pay out first because they're initiating a peace, sovereignty, and prosperity for the whole world. Okay? All right? They also, those programs are also initiating the gold standard.
Oh.
Okay?
Really?
Okay? Yes.
Great.
Yes. Now, once that happens, then it's going to be a very short period of time. I'm just guessing it could be 5 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, but it's not going to be a long period of time. Actually, I think it's going to be less than 24 hours. That the dinar, dong, and Zimbabwe exchange is going to take place. They're going to be so close together until it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, everything financial is going to start happening the minute the GCR officially ends. And then all of a sudden, like she says, I don't know what order or what sequence it's going to be that people are going to get paid, but everything's going to start getting paid. SKR is going to get paid out, historical bonds, prosperity packages, currencies, all of those things are going to start going. And when the Nasara and Gisara gets announced, then these, you're going to get your income taxes paid back to you and all these other things. The mortgages are going to be canceled. It's just going to be thing after thing after thing, wonderful thing after wonderful thing announced. So
okay.
It's going to be a very exciting time.
Okay. Now, in regards to, we talked about taxes a lot. We talked about the IRS. What about state tax? I live in SoCal. I live in California.
Yeah.
What's going to happen with the California taxes? Are they going to go away or what?
I can't say specifically, but my guess is yes, they are, because taxes support top-heavy governments, and the government style and structure we're going to is a very, very light structure. It's councils, and they will be funded primarily from the flat tax on new non-essential items. So I'm pretty sure that property taxes are also going to go. What do you think, Willie? What do you got on that?
Okay. Every state will have a flat tax. Period.
Period.
Okay? Period. Yeah.
New non-essential items. In other words, food won't have a tax because that's an essential item.
Right.
I think clothes may not have a tax either, but sports cars and brand new houses and yachts and, you know, things that are non-essential and new will
right.
have a flat tax on them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in regards to, I called in before, I think it was last Wednesday when I called in. You're into the education end of it, right? That's your project, right, Richard?
Yeah, that's my main thing, yeah, education.
Okay, my main thing is education, too. I'm going to come about it in a different way than you are, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what you're going to do, what you're going to be doing as providing the material, and that's what I'd like to know about because I'd like to be able to provide the material for some schooling to education too. I'm going to work primarily, I'm going to start because I came from a private schooling background. Not that my mother was wealthy, but she just sent me to a private school and she wanted to do it for all my brothers and sisters and I was the only one, she could only afford to send me through there. I sent my kids to private schooling. That's where I'm going to start and then I want to quickly transition over into public education. And help
well, my thing is going to be, frankly, I'm building college towns.
Really?
So it's a college and a town built simultaneously at the same time. So the stores and the bars and the movie theaters and the bowling alleys and everything are on the campus. The whole town is part of the campus. And once you come on the campus, there's nothing to buy. You go to the grocery store, pick up what you want. You go to the bowling alley, movie theater, whatever you want to do. The minute you walk on campus, there's no longer money. There's nothing to use money on. And
yeah.
that way, the entire town and college all have the same agenda, the high-level vibration and energy for the whole environment. So
okay.
that, I'm building many, many, many college towns, colleges and towns built together.
In the United States or elsewhere?
United States and all over the world, yep.
Willie, can I ask you, what's your main focus when we get through this? Willie?
Okay, my main focus is the very first thing that, to me, that everyone needs to do before they do anything is go into the poorest areas first and empower those people. We're talking about your communities, okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking about from a stateside standpoint. The third world countries, they're going to be taken care of, okay? All right? It won't be any more third world countries, okay? They're going to be getting ridiculous amounts of money to bring the standards of living up, okay? But from an American side, we need to concentrate on going to the poorest areas, okay? And empowering
yeah.
those people first. So that
yeah.
for the first time, they will have a decision in something.
Yeah.
Without having to be dependent on what? The federal government.
Right. Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah, Willie, in talking about this and thinking about it, what you said on you guys, what you discussed on Monday, I was thinking about going. I've never been there, but I know what it used to be because I've seen stories and pictures. You know about Detroit and how it used to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to help in Detroit. So are you going to be working in that same area, Richard and Willie, Detroit?
Well, it's not
wait,
for me. I don't have a particular location just yet. I will
yeah.
look up for the ideal locations. Being colleges, they're going to be spread around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have a particular target location as far at this moment. That'll
okay.
be something that'll be figured out after I get going now.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start in my local area, which is SoCal. And then, but
good.
I have a heart for right now. I'm thinking about Detroit and how it used to be, and I want to move into that area and see if I can help out restore, well, bring back what it used to be in some way.
Okay. Nice.
And that's basically it. Thank you so much for what you bring and the information you provide. God bless you all, Richard and Willie and the whole family here. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, my brother.
You have a great night. God bless you all.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Next caller is 256.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay, Miss, you're cutting out really, really bad. Are you on a headset?
No. Can you hear me now?
Now
yes.
Okay, the prosperity packages. When they're delivered, do we go to the bank, or will there be instructions on where we do, what we do with that?
Okay, you'll get
Willie, you're the prosperity guy. I don't know anything about
it. Okay, you're going to get a delivery. The military is going to be assisting the carriers, whether it's FedEx, UPS, whoever. Get the other one. Anyway, you'll get a package delivery. When you get that delivery, on the inside, it'll give you a bank name and assign you to a bank to go to. And you have to have your ID with you. You have a picture ID, the whole nine yards, okay? And that's the way that's going to work.
Okay. What if someone has moved and they don't have another location that they would be able to locate someone? What would happen with that?
Okay. Okay, where you staying at? How long have
no,
you been there?
This is not for me. This is someone else.
Okay,
I wouldn't be surprised if there's not, once that they start coming out, if there's not some way for 800 number for people to call in that need information on that or missed the delivery or something like that. I wouldn't be. There's going to be some kind of way to make contact so they can find you.
Well,
go ahead, Willie.
Rich, I'm glad you brought that up because we were told that we could pass the 1-800 number on to others, okay? All right? And in other words, let's just say you move. I might be in contact with you, okay? You might be talking to me on the cell phone or whatever, but you on the move all the time, okay? We can pass the 1-800 number on to someone else. All you got to do is dial it in and identify yourself. Then they'll set up an appointment for you. You bring your identification in and other necessary documentation, and everything will be taken care of.
Okay. I'm referring to someone that has had to move, that they don't have a address for someone to find them at. What would happen to their prosperity package?
Okay,
sure they got a plan for that. They know that kind of thing goes on. Yeah.
You know what we were talking about earlier, Richard? How investment currencies, dinar, dong, Zimbabwe, how the 1-800 number is going to be out there, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be a directory for 3 days,
Wouldn't surprise me if it did the same thing with the prosperity programs.
I'm sure there's going to be some kind. Yeah, they're good. They know that a lot of people are out of pocket. They're living on somebody else's couch or whatever, and they're going to have some kind of way for people to hear about it on the website and have a number to call up for that. They're going to have some kind of way to follow through. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. They're going to make every effort to reach everybody. So
I just know these people would not want to lose out on their prosperity package.
Yeah.
So
the prosperity package is not going to have a limit like the currencies do. The currencies is you get in exchange, you get the high rate, but the prosperity packages, it's a done deal. You're already in. Then they're just going to try to reach you. So they're not going to say if you don't make contact for the prosperity packages within 3 days, you're out. They're not going to do that for the prosperity package. That's a different thing altogether. There's no way they're going to do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Excellent question. Thank you. Let's see here. Okay. Next caller is 281.
Hi there. This is Elizabeth, and I was just listening. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I was listening to the lady that just asked the question about the prosperity packages, and I've been riding this train for 20 years, and I can shed a little bit of information on that. when the package arrives, it will have all the directions and everything in there that we need to be successful. There will also be a number that you can give to, let's say, the person this lady was speaking of that didn't have an address. They were entered into this whenever, a long time ago. And so we will be instructed that we can give that information to those that don't have an address right now. So yeah. Not to worry. Everybody will be covered. It's
agreed.
It's really not rocket science if we stop and think about it. It's just been so well planned. And very calmly, we need to assess this situation as it's all been taken care of. All
and
of
also,
your questions
yes, sir,
will be answered, yeah, when you get that.
Also, people, you may be living on someone's couch, but you have a cell phone in your name. So there's a lot of ways for people to find you, to make contact with you for that kind of thing, that you'd be surprised that they know how to contact you. Yeah, I agree.
Yes, isn't that amazing? I mean, the planning that has gone into this is just unbelievable.
Exactly.
So also, I just wanted to mention, Richard and Willie, that two nights ago I had a dream, and I've just got to tell you this, so this is going to be light, hopefully, that I saw this door. And it was a blue door, sort of illuminated, and the letters on the outside of the door were like in a silver white, and you'll never believe what the letters were.
What?
1-800-POUND.
Aha!
So I got real sure the meaning of the dream, but it felt good. So just sharing there to make everybody feel good.
Nice.
But that I really didn't have a question. I just wanted to share the information about the prosperity packages that I was aware of. So have a wonderful evening. The call is great, and thank you all so much for your time and your effort. We so appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, my sister. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Cause
we might go a little over tonight, Rich. Okay.
Oh, that's all fine. Right. Yeah, okay. I'm good. As long as you want to go, I'll go.
Okay, good enough. Okay, just want to warn you ahead of time, okay? All right.
Okay.
240.
Well, good evening, Willie. This is Bless and highly favored, and one who knows it's been a while since I talked to you, Willie.
Yes, how you doing?
And I've been running into a lot of medical problems and family problems, financial problems. But I'm back on the call and welcome one who knows.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a while since I talked to you, Willie. Anyway, I've got a lot of catching up to do. And I just had my ID stolen, all my information, Social Security cards, and, you know, my ID, driver license, and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to know if what I can do. I know that we had talked about will be found, but if they're using my ID.
Is this for currency, love?
Yeah, it's currency for currency. Change?
Okay,
you
so,
know,
what you do is that you got something. You got some mail. You got whatever you got. Whatever you have, call up when the 800 number comes out. Call up. Tell them what your situation is. Tell them what you got, and they will work it out for you because they'll be able to look you up on the computer screen and see your picture and know who you are. So, you know, some people got out-of-date IDs. Well, don't worry about it. Bring that because it doesn't change. It doesn't make you disappear just because your ID is out of date. So take whatever you got. Gather up whatever you have. Take that. Call them up. Tell them about it when you call, and I'm sure that you will be fine.
Okay, you know, because
I'm so sorry, love. Let me just say this one thing while I was just thinking about it. Also, if you have any special requirements, medical requirements, translators, any kind of special requirements you have when you go to the exchange, be sure you tell them when you call in to make your appointment. Tell them you need a translator, what language you need to translate it in, any kind of medical equipment, wheelchair, whatever it is you need, be sure you tell them your special needs when you call up, and they will make arrangements for that for you. So go ahead, love.
Yeah, I had noticed that when I go to pick up my medicine, they always ask me you know, for my birth date, and well, there's been more than one person who has my name. And they, somewhere they live nearby where I live. And I was just wondering about that because the doctor seems to have.
Well, don't worry about it. You're the one holding the currency. And when you walk in there, they'll be able to, they'll already know who you are. You tell them who you are, tell them your name, and they will look you up. They will have all that information, just as they will with everybody else. When you show up, they will know exactly who you are.
Okay.
But bring your, bring whatever ID you have and try to get, you know, replace your ID if you can, but don't worry about it. They'll make arrangements for you.
You mean another picture ID? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, get whatever you can get. But in the event that somebody loses their ID or whatever, just tell them that your ID is lost. Tell them what you have. Tell them your circumstances. And remember, they're going to look you up. And when you walk in there, they'll probably have your picture up on their computer screen to verify it's you, as they probably will do with every other person as well. So don't let that be something that stops you from calling up and making an appointment to exchange your currency.
Okay, okay. And I had one other question. When you go to see the, what is it, the wealth manager, are they going to be able to tell you if you're in a prosperity program or who is it?
Oh, well, you will know if you're in a prosperity program because those people signed up for that specifically a long time ago. So some people are mixing up the prosperity programs that Willie's been talking about, ones that people signed up for specifically and been waiting for years for, with the Saint Germain type prosperity. The Saint Germain is being paid out of trust. That'll be paid to everybody. But the ones that Willie are talking about are ones that you, that people specifically signed up for and ordered. And even I think they even paid money to get in those programs, didn't they, Willie?
Some of them you did. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them you did.
Actually, they weren't paying money. They were actually helping the good people, giving them money so that they could have enough money to travel from state to state to get the word out.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It wasn't. Now, some of the other stuff, green light, those programs, yes. But the bankers' claims and the farm claims, that's what that money we use for.
Yeah, that's what I was trying
freedom,
to figure out.
Freedom. Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out because our family had some property, farmland, and it was taken away from us. So I didn't know if, in fact, we would still be considered, it would be considered as prosperity in the prosperity program or not. I didn't know.
Okay,
yeah,
now
I don't know
about the farm. You talking about you talking about the black farmers?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole different game, ball game. Whole different ball game. Okay? And anyway, I'd have to talk to you about that off the call, okay? So don't get your...
Okay.
Well, let's put it like this. Some people are going to be severely dealt with the way they did the black farmers.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And you all will still get paid out, but you're going to get paid out through a different direction. Let's put it like that. Not through the original source, because they were very shady.
They're going to be every kind of thing. There's going to be all kinds of things paid out and people getting their taxes back and just and these claims and stuff. And this is the thing. Somewhere somebody has a record of all of that, and they you will not miss out. If you're entitled to something, you will not miss out. Somebody has a record of it.
No, you won't. Yeah. Not at all. No one. No one. So you got to look at it like this. Okay, what if you don't get the black farmers' money? You're still going to get $10 million. Every individual is still going to get $10 million.
Okay,
whether you're in the prosperity, whether you're in the prosperity programs or the global settlements, or you even invest in Dinar Donga, Zimbabwe, you're still going to get $10 million.
Everybody's going to get paid a big chunk of money coming from the St. Germain Trust, just to name one. And whether you got currencies or not, you're still going to get that as well. And plus, you're going to get taxes back for those that pay taxes, and you're going to get all kinds of this. Money's going to be coming at you from so many different ways. It's going to be amazing. But this, but
it
none
is.
Of that's going to happen. Not for any program is going to happen until they all happen after this comes to an end.
Correct.
And it's not yet. So
right. Okay, so the global settlement is just the prosperity program. Is that what that is?
Yes. They're all working from the same source.
Okay.
And they all are designed to do the same thing. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's so many different ways that money's going to be coming. So the one we're primarily talking about here is for the people who have currencies, but even if you don't have currencies, there's so many other ways that money's going to be coming to people. And by the way, this is a good time for me to mention real quick that all currencies in the world are revaluing. Some of them not, but other ones, just every single currency, if it's going to make a move, it's all making a move at the same time. So some people tell me, well, I don't have those ones you guys talk about, but I have the South African rand or the Mexican peso or whatever. Guess what? Those are revaluing too. You won't be going to the exchange centers that we're going to for these five currencies, but you will be able to walk in a local bank and exchange those. So every currency in the world is making a move at the same time.
That's right.
Okay. One other question. I know it's best to have the 100 trillion ZIM, which is the top of the line. But
not necessarily. Because you got to remember now, okay, we're going to have more purchasing power under the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to be a trillionaire or a billionaire, multi-billionaire, either way it goes.
Yeah, what Willie's saying is even if you don't have the 100 T note, the other notes, especially with the high rate of exchange, you're in the money.
Yes.
Okay.
Back when we were thinking it was pennies, yeah, it made a really big difference if you had the 100 T note. But based on the kind of money they're talking now, if you have any kind of ZIM note, you're going to be having a lot of money.
Oh, yes. Yes, you
fantastic.
Will. I mean, a lot.
Well, thank you so very much. Okay, well, you gentlemen have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much, okay?
And I thank you. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Next call is 704.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is Eve from North Carolina. This question goes to Willie and one who knows, Richard. I actually have several questions. One of them is about the redemption centers. At first, there's been many things said about the redemption centers. So I thought we were going to get to a bank and HSBC, but then there's y'all talking about a military location. The closest military location from us is about 3 hours away.
Okay, so let me help you with that, love. You don't have to worry about the military location. Now, for a while there, they did say that they would be military locations, but the latest on the exchange centers are this. There's two groups. There's the group with ZIM and the group with the other currencies, but not ZIM. The group with the other currencies but not ZIM are going to be going to a bank, a designated bank location where they'll be doing exchanges. If you have ZIM, some of them will be at military bases, sure enough, but all of the offsite centers are going to be turned into quote-unquote military locations, and the military is working with HSBC, and they will be handling all of those offsite locations. And I think the last count I heard was like 7,000. All of those offsite locations are going to be designated for people who have ZIM. Now, if you have the other currencies also, you can exchange them while you're there, but you won't get to those locations unless you have ZIM. And they will be, all of those will be under military control with HSBC because the money is so big.
Okay, now this is still doing with the location. Well, our vehicle
There will be a location near you that's not a military base in your case. In other words, people think that there's a military base, but it's far away. Don't worry about it. There will be several off-site ZIM locations that will be within very close range to where you are, wherever you are.
Okay, well, good. And then another thing is, after the exchange, won't all the dark beings or the dark hats, aren't they supposed to be taken out so that we don't have to worry?
Yes, most all of them will be. There may be a few minions here and there. There may be some people, like I said, that's why I say about these open groups that may not be quote-unquote cabal per se, but still, it's all of a sudden they hear about a bunch of people that have money, and there might be some of those around. Not for long, because suddenly, very soon, everybody's going to have money. No one's going to want to take money from anybody else because they already got everything they want themselves. But yes, all the faces and all the major, all the quote-unquote cabal that are known will be picked up, yes.
Okay. Another question I have, I'm sorry to bother y'all, but
no problem.
We're talking about the, you know, once the GCR, RV, and the SARA and the Republic and everything's in, will they start, who's going to do the schools and the hospitals? Because they are the cause of people's health being so bad. And the schools are brainwashing the kids. They're getting stupider all the time.
Okay.
So
okay.
Go ahead, Willie.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen? This is already in place, what I'm getting ready to talk about. We talk about infrastructure now. Okay? They've got money set aside for infrastructure. Okay? So no one will have to – we talk about large groups of people will have to be – that's in various programs – will have to be coming out of their bank account or their money, anything. They've got a ridiculous amount of money in place from the St. Germain Trust, okay, for infrastructure. Okay, that's to help improve the roads, hospitals, and now we'll have free health care. Okay, no one will be paying for health care at all, period. Okay? Schools, the new books of learning, okay, that has the truth in it. Okay.
They're probably already printed. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
they're not already printed.
Already got them,
yeah.
Richard. Already got them, Rich. Already got them in. Already got them printed. You're right.
I want one. I mean, I want one to show to people because, I mean, people don't believe when I know things. They don't believe it. They say, "What did you get that at?
There's so many plans that are you know, we're thinking of these things ourselves, but they've been thinking about this plan now for, you know, 1,000 years, and they've got plans for all the major things. Like I was saying before, all the major corporations, they already know who they are. They already know what they're doing. They already have plans to swoop in there and get that straight right away. Schools and all that, it's the same thing. They've already got big plans to make that done, to take care of that. And even Willie said even they had them, and I'm not surprised at all that they already have the new books already printed and probably have some people trained to go in and change these schools over right away. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very exciting. Things seem so slow right now, but once this goes, every day there's going to be new information, new inventions, new discoveries, new books, new technologies, new everything showing up. It's going to be so exciting. It's such a great time to be alive.
It is. And also is the food situation, all the production of the food right today, is everything is toxic. I mean, they've got so much junk food out there, and they're putting poison in the food.
Those are all major, all the major corporations, all the major things like Monsanto and Major Food and all those kinds of things. There are already people in place set to handle that. I know we want to handle it, but this is the thing. Those are major, like Willie says, infrastructure type things. These are major ticket items that need to be handled, and they already have a strategy for every one of those type of major things. Our job is to go and do the minor things, the homeless and you know, all these kinds of things. But the major things, they not only have the money for it, but they already have a strategy for each of these things, exactly who to take out, exactly who gets arrested, who gets put in their place, and the new procedures and technologies and things that they're doing. They already have a strategy for each of those things. That's been planned for a long time. Wouldn't you say, Willie?
Yes, quite a long time.
Yeah.
Please believe that. Please.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're waiting for y'all to call us with the 800 number, and we'll be happy.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Y'all are wonderful.
You're welcome, love.
Great team.
Thank you so much, okay? Thank you. Next call is 303. Hold on. 619.
Hey, Willie, Richard. How you doing, brother?
All right.
Hey, Richard, this is Scott in San Diego.
Hey, Scott.
I just wonder if you can clarify something for me. You know, for a while you've been talking about how the Cabal and the Minions have been getting rounded up.
Yes.
Where are we currently as far as that goes? Because it seems like the ones that are not rounded up are still causing trouble and kind of like wondering when they're all going to be rounded up.
Well, you know what? There's a kind of a level on that. I understand that the FEMA camps are already halfway full. As you know, the faces are going to be the last ones because that would create a public disturbance if they started getting taken down. And frankly, we got minions on the internet, sure enough. But you know what? It's kind of all part of the gameplay. They're letting them do their thing, and they're taking people down. I know that, and it's really too bad. But that's why we're trying to bring the truth out to people so they don't get taken down. But it's the major top ones, the structure, the bosses and all that, those have all been taken out. The fighters, the assassins and all that, most all of those have been taken out. Now we're down to the pesky minions that are writing bad posts on the internet or the faces and stuff. So, you know, there's always going to be some minions and some cabal left over until the new Republic comes in and they go pick them all up. So, yes, we still have a few around, but they're not the dangerous ones.
Yeah.
But aren't there going to be some that have bought currency and they're going to try to exchange?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. They sure are. They're going to try. Yep.
They got a big surprise coming.
They're going to try, sure enough. Yep.
Yeah, they got a big surprise coming. They won't be. You're speaking of the minions that have currencies, right?
Right.
Guess what? Madam Wu took care of that with the SKRs. Okay? There's going to be a transference of wealth. Okay? They won't get $1 of the dinar dong of Zimbabwe. We're talking about the Illuminati and the New World Order.
Yeah. Don't worry. All that is handled. It's all in order. My guess is half of Dinarland are minions trying to rebuild what they lost.
What?
Yep.
Half?
Well, think about it. It's like we wiped out everything they had, everything they ever owned, and there's only one way back in the game, and that's with currency. So, yeah, that's my guess. So.
All right, great. Well, hopefully it'll be soon because we got a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of work to do. All right, guys, thanks for the call. Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Next caller is 303.
Yeah, hello there, Willie. Hello, Richard. This is Brian.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Fantastic.
Great. Say, I called in a week or so ago and I had a question. And just following up on that, as I mentioned then, I'm kind of new to all this, only coming into in the last couple months here. And
lucky you.
Yeah, you know, I feel so blessed. I think of all that scripture too, where Jesus said, you know, he went out to the field and hired workers, hired people in the morning. You know, they were out there all day, hired people at noon. They went out and they all got paid, you know, at the end. So, yeah, I feel blessed. That,
you know, there is
a
trade-off,
been,
though. On the one hand, you haven't had to wait like we did. But on the other hand, during that waiting, we learned a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
So
that's
you got
really
a learning curve ahead
question.
Of you still. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, so being kind of coming into this new and realizing, wow, you know, the amount of the wealth and the transformation that's, you know, set to come to me is in that sense, like you say, overwhelming, and there's a lot of information, a lot of catch up I've been, you know, kind of scrambling and doing here, and feeling a bit overwhelmed at all this talk about, you know, trusts and wealth managers and lawyers and humanitarian projects and you know, taking care of security and how to handle all this is, you know.
There's not a thing about that you have to worry about, because the minute the 800 numbers come out, you'll be able to ask all the questions about getting your appointment from that number. When you get your appointment, you'll be able to ask all the questions about exchange and at that appointment. And when you get your wealth manager, you'll be able to have the most expensive, well-paid advisors for every kind of thing you want to do. So there isn't a thing you have to worry about on that.
Okay, so it will all be more or less presented and offered to me. I don't have to.
Oh yeah,
go out on
they're
my
gonna
own
take care of you.
It's like all this and take care
of it. It's like a guy. I want to go to France for dinner. Have a plane gassed up for me at the airport and send a limo to pick me up. That's what's up. That's how it is from now on.
Right. I was thinking, gee, I'm going to have to hire a personal assistant here out of the gate. But again, as you say, it's really not a lot of stuff there or anything I'm going to have to be de-stressed or worried about.
And I got some even better news for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, this is already in place, and this came to us a long time ago. They're going to simplify everything. As you know, everything right now is in this, statutory law jargon, the lawyer's jargon. You got to have
made-up laws.
Yeah, and made-up law, and you got to have Black Law Dictionary, a thesaurus to decipher everything that you look at.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, under the new system, everything's going to be so simplified till a person with a third-grade education will be able to understand it and take care of his business.
Yeah, everything you want to do, from security to having somebody help you with real estate matters or anything you want to do, you will have the very best people to help you with that and give you advice on that. So there isn't anything you have to worry about from now on. When the 800 numbers comes out, ask all the questions you want. Exchange Center, all the questions you want. And wealth manager, from then on, you have all the advice in any category. So don't worry.
You'll have perfect advice. And you will be able to understand it.
Yep.
Okay? Yeah, that's the main thing. You won't be sitting there scratching your head wondering, what is this? Okay? No, you will be able to understand it.
All you got to do is hold that currency in your hand and make it to the appointment. And from then on and forevermore, you will have other people helping you with everything you want to do.
Right. Right.
Nothing to worry about.
And they won't be talking over your head.
Nope.
Okay?
You're good. Yeah, that's great to hear. Yeah, I have definitely.
Unless they're like 8 feet tall, then they'll talk over your head. But that's a different story. But go ahead.
Right. Or they're a center for the Los Angeles Lakers, or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Great. That definitely helps a lot and just alleviates that. Like you say, it's really all going to be turnkey and just handled and presented, even without my needing to pursue all these paths and these avenues separately or through other other organizations.
Rely on your advisors, and you will have the very best advisors that money can buy. And make it easy on yourself. Don't worry about it. Lean on your advisors. Take care of whatever you want to take care of.
And will all this, like these advisors and people, be presented and offered or connected with me at the exchange here?
From the wealth manager, they will have a home office that will take care of any kind of business. They will have lawyers on staff to handle any kind of thing you want to handle. You don't have to be an expert on anything. They will help you with whatever you want to do. They're going to get paid. They're going to get paid for it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about anything. You got it made from now on.
Excellent. Yeah, great. Nice to hear. All right. Well, thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Next caller is 317. Okay. Next caller is 757. Seven five seven. Yes, 757.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Okay, this is Sylvia. I was listening. I have a question, but they already answered the question.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, about the authenticating of the currencies. I've been overseas in the military, so I have coins that I tried to run around town and see if I could exchange them, French francs and some Greek money when they collapsed, and I haven't been able to ditch it yet.
Are you home permanently?
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much, my sister, for the service that you've given your country.
I've served active duty and civilian times, so okay. I'm coming to the end of that as well, and that's why I've been trying to listen, because I know a lot of our Social Security numbers will be wrapped up in this one way or another with taxes and all.
No, you won't be taxed. The IRS is going to be completely abolished.
Yeah, your coins and issues on that matter, there'll be some kind of way for you to handle that. You'll be able to walk in the bank and they'll have some kind of way to handle that. It'll be different than they're doing now. So just hang on to it. As soon as this goes, then call your local bank and tell them what you got and let them tell you what to do. There'll be some kind of way for that for you.
So I bought these Zimbabwe dollars from off of Amazon.
Oh, okay. Those you'll take to the exchange center. But I thought you were talking about coins and the like.
Yeah, I have some of those, too.
Yeah.
I have some of those, too.
Yeah, well, tell them maybe at your exchange, tell them you got those coins, and maybe your wealth manager can make that happen for you. He'll be very willing to do everything you want to do to help you out.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you all for all the information you're putting out. I know you don't have a time frame yet. I know I heard somebody say they've been dealing with this for 20 years.
Those are the prosperity packages. Yeah, they have been going a long time. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reading that, like Zimbabwe now, they're using 9 currencies because these Zim crashed. But they're still being sold over the internet.
Yeah, well, they have their own currency now, the 1s, 5s, 10s, and 20s, and 100s, and that kind of thing. They have the small bills now, but those are being handled separately. The ones we have are the big bills that were printed in 2008. So, yeah, it's all going to work out. It's all part of the plan, and it's all working out perfectly.
So Willis Truth Call, they still have that website.
Yes.
You can still use that to contact Mr. Willie if you have any questions. So.
Yep. Plus, by the way, for everybody to know that all the replays are there as well on the archives, the archive tab. Uh-huh. All the replays for all these calls are there. Yeah.
Is there any other website that's going to be used for contact other than Willis Truth Call?
No, it's going to be many.
Yeah, Willie's the only one I do any kind of calls or work on. I do post on Ascension with Earth. If I've got something to post, I post it there.
Essential with Earth.
No, Ascension, like you're going to ascend. Ascension with Earth.
Okay. With Earth, okay.
Yeah.
A-S-C-E-N-S-O-N, Extension with Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Final call for the night is 631.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Last call. I made it in.
All right.
It's my first call ever calling into any of these shows. I have a question. I live in the FEMA region too, and I was wondering what's going to happen after the RV with the cabal-controlled governments here.
All the governments already have plans. There's a lot of them that are like us that have a secret government already in power, standing behind the scenes. Other ones have a sequence where somebody, when this goes and they switch over to Gasara, there'll be certain people that'll resign. Other people already picked will step in their place. So, yeah, there's a sequence for every single country to move into Gasara very quickly when this goes. So it still looks like it is, just like we still look like we have a cabal government. But in reality, there's already plans in place, and frankly, we're already operating with the Republic right now. The cabal show that we have with the President Trump and all that is just it's a show. It's meaningless, absolutely meaningless. And all other countries have a plan just like that.
What about the states, the 50 states?
Yeah, there's going to be, when the arrests come and the faces go down, a lot of governors are going to go down. And again, same thing, they're going to have people already in place to step in. And very shortly after that, we're going to have elections, and every single temporary person's office will vote for who we want to step in a more permanent way, or, you know, for the next term. So, yeah, that's already set.
Okay.
They're going to have people to temporarily step in, and then we're going to, for the first time ever, actually elect people with the vote that really counts.
Yeah, because they basically eliminate all the sheriff's departments here, which is extremely unlawful, and replace them with their corporate policy enforcers. So that's an issue.
All that stuff's going to be over with, very quickly.
Cool. Yeah, I've been following you guys for a while, and I finally called in, and I have currency, and I've been listening for like 3 years, and for some reason, I've been guided through all of this, but I didn't realize it. And I finally pulled the trigger on buying currency like in April. And I don't know. It's just weird that I just happened to be guided to watch the video.
Synchronicities. Yep. It looks like it's synchronicity because it doesn't make sense. But in reality, there is nothing that's an accident.
Right, I know that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, it's just, there's a progression.
Yep.
And I just went with it. I didn't fight it or anything. I just went with it, and then I ended up here. And I know it's going to happen. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a done deal. And I'm just, you know, checking for phone numbers every, like, 10 times a day.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I'm trying to convince my wife that it's real, but she's...
Don't worry about that. This is what I tell people. Let disclosure do the heavy lifting for you. Because right now, for them to listen to us say these crazy things, it's too much work. But when the TV says them, then you can step in, and then you'll be the hero. But let disclosure do the heavy work for you. Once they're on board that something big has happened, then they'll be more receptive. But for you to start from scratch and try to tell them all this stuff, it's just way too much. Yeah, way
much,
too much.
Yeah. All right. All right, I won't keep you guys. Hope I meet you, you guys, after this happens.
I'm going to have some get-togethers, but they won't be currency get-togethers. They will be enlightenment, manifesting, secrets of the universe kind of get-togethers. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fairly aware of the security issues and such.
Yeah.
I mean, like, thinking about all these things and playing, trying to figure out, what I should do and what I shouldn't do, and just role-playing in my head so I don't screw up later. And I pretty much got it down now, especially after tonight. You guys were talking about, having that's what I was going to do. I was going to have other people approach people that I want to gift.
Yeah, that post I wrote called "I Might Know Someone." You can look that up. Put that in the search bar over at Intel Denier Chronicles. That's a really good post.
Yeah,
you can have somebody be your go-to guy, and whenever you come across somebody that needs money, don't give them. Say, look, I think I know somebody that can help you out. You call your guy up, and you put him on the task. It wasn't you. You were just the guy that happened to have a really good contact. It was somebody else that did it. Yeah.
So I have this other issue, security. I mean, I'm gifting people. Some people, you don't know their background. So my go-to guy is actually a go-to team. So
good, good, good.
It's going to be background checks or whatever, you know, because I don't want to gift to the wrong people.
Yeah,
well,
that's perfect.
There's no such thing. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Okay, I'm going to tell you why I say that. In the eyesight of the Creator, even if you gift to someone that's an unsavory character, right? Okay? They still have to make the correct free will choice. You would be blessed just for doing that. Okay? Now, you might be actually turning a guy around that's an unsavory character. Okay? And changing his life where he don't want to do anything like that anymore. Okay? So don't pick and choose.
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
I know. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Everyone
but on the other hand, Willie, on the other hand, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be refused exchange because they clearly are cabal. They may not be arrested, but they may still be on the street. So it's a kind of a touchy thing. I mean, you kind of got to feel it out to who the right people and who are not, you know.
Exactly.
Still a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I know, and I that's one thing I'm trying to avoid. I do not want to go anywhere near cabal.
Right.
Okay. I mean, people that had, you know, their life experiences, that's one thing. Okay, but that is unacceptable to me. And that's my personal choice. I don't want to go anywhere near that. That's just like a no-go zone for me.
And I totally agree with that.
I don't know how to distinguish that. How the heck would I do that? That's
well,
the one
what you
problem.
Do is you pose that question in your mind. How am I going to solve this question? And then you let the answers come to you. You end up meeting the right person. You talk to your wealth manager. This is my issue. What ideas do you have? Now, I've been told, and I don't know this. I don't know how this is going to come together, but I've been told there may be a database provided where we can plug in people's names to see. But even that's kind of problematic because then you got to have somebody that people call and say, hey, how about this guy or how about that guy? My guess is go with your instincts, pose the question, and see what kind of answers you get. And what you might get is you say, hey, look, set your intention that you want to take care of the good people, but people that are bad, you don't want to give them money. And then what happens is you set your own guidance to where when you meet somebody, you know right away they're not the right people. And the reason why you know that right away is because you've already set that intention. That way it sets your it tunes your guidance to know who's the right people and who's not. But if you haven't set that intention, then you haven't tuned your guidance. So that would be the first step is tune your guidance.
I'm very empathic, so I can kind of read people before I even –
you probably will have it made all by yourself, yeah.
I've actually read people's minds, but I don't go into that subject. Anyway, all right, it was great talking to you guys, and
I
hope to see you guys on the other side, and take care.
Okay,
you
take care, my
Can't
brother.
Can't wait for this to happen. Yeah. Just
Thank
wait.
You so much, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
That was the final call for tonight. Richard, we had a fantastic call tonight, man.
Oh, yes, fantastic. It was.
So, yes, it's very, very strong. Very strong. And as always, you know, I thank you so much, my brother. Okay?
Thank you
so much. You're invaluable as a human being. Okay?
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for having a really great call where we can talk about things and really get the truth out there. That means a lot to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I totally agree. Totally agree. That's what it's all about. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Thanks so much, Rich. Okay?
Oh, you're welcome.
And
absolutely.
I'll be in contact with you, my brother. Okay?
All okay. Right? Absolutely.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Family, we had a fantastic call tonight. At this time, I'd like to end the call tonight with a final prayer. Dear Creator Crexlin, I'm calling on you at this time to watch or protect the family and myself and our brother Gene and our brother Richard, the one who knows. when we lay our heads down on our pillows tonight. I ask you to protect us against Makar's evil, against all evil, both seen and unseen, and all future evils. I ask for the same divine protection for every man and woman of your Nasara White Knight teams worldwide. Continue to pick these good men and women so they may bring forth your Nasara, so that we may have our freedom, our sovereignty, and our prosperity given back to us. I'm also asking you to chasten us and bestow wisdom, restore common sense in all of us that's in receivership of great wealth, your blessed wealth. Make us all understand that this blessed wealth must be used for good and not evil. All this I ask in the mighty name of my Am, in the mighty name of my Creator, Krexlin, I ask it all. So be it. Let it be done. Family, you know I have nothing but love for you, family. We see you on tomorrow night's call. May Krexlin bless you and your families.